Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations for one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast. 2 weeks ago, we had that huge announcement that we were ranked among the nation's top 10 digital community colleges by the Center for Digital Education out of Sacramento, California. And then this past week, we had a group of Northeast administrators in Dallas receiving this national recognition, including our Executive Vice President, Craig Ellis Sasser, who joins us in our studios. Before we talk about that, though, Craig Ellis, we want to welcome you back to Tiger Talk.
Thank you, Will. It's good to be here again, always, and hello to everyone out there in Tigerland.
No doubt about that. Well, how did it feel? I mean, you received that plaque on behalf of all of us in this Northeast family, top 10 in the country when it comes to digital community colleges.
It's a tremendous honor to be able to walk up on that stage and accept it and in front of our peers around the country. And thankfully, I was there with friends and colleagues who really have put in the time and effort to make sure that we earn that award. So Jeffrey Powell was there with me, Michelle Barragona, Chris Murphy, and we all got to stand and receive that honor on behalf of all of our faculty and staff. So I'd also like to say thank you very much to our faculty who are implementing this technology in their classrooms in order to improve learning. And we really are at the vanguard of innovation in higher education right now.
Yeah, we're way ahead of the curve, and you just talked about implementing that in the classroom. I know the students, it's been so well received. Of course, we've already had some transition into it with using the digital resources, but I tell you what, they're also looking forward to the savings, what they will receive. No more of those $200-$300 textbooks. The average cost this fall for a textbook at Northeast Mississippi Community College, only $35.
Yeah, that's right. And we began this effort several years ago, really when we transitioned from someone else running our bookstore to the college taking over our bookstore again. And at that time, we had average textbook costs of about $140 per course. So when we moved to more digital resources, inherently you don't have the printing costs, so that drove down the cost of textbooks when we moved to digital. And then we said, why not go the next step and make them completely free, because that helps our students. So we chose to do that, and it's been about a three-year effort now, but the yields are finally showing themselves to us and our students. And if you think about the over the course of four semesters from back in 2014 when we really started this, a student would spend over $2,000 on textbooks. So right now at $35 per course, plus the cost of an iPad, the one-time cost, a student will be out just over $1,000. So we've cut the textbook course material fee in half, and we're driving it even lower. So we'll be lower again in the spring of 2019, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we definitely are, and I know our students and their families looking forward to that as well. Well, all of this that we're talking about, it's turning some heads around the country, and you've been very busy, Craig Ellis, presenting at different conferences. Let's first of all talk about your presentation at the League for Innovation in Community Colleges. That was in Washington, D.C.
That's correct. That was a national conference I was able to present at on just what we're doing with the iPad, the one-to-one initiative, as well as open educational resources, and kind of spread the gospel of what we have going on here at Northeast for our students. And that was received very well in D.C. I had several people there who are using some open resources in their classroom, but they wanted to know how that they could expand their efforts. And anytime I can go and talk about what we're doing at Northeast, I want to take that opportunity. So I've been aggressive in putting out proposals, and thankfully they've been accepted this year. So there is some national attention about what we're doing here at Northeast.
No doubt about that. And you're also was asked to present at the American Association of Community Colleges. That was just in Dallas.
Correct. That kind of piggybacked with the award ceremony that we went to for the Center for Digital Education. They piggybacked off of the AACC conference. And I was, after my presentation in Dallas, a man approached me, and it turns out he was really an upper-level administrator executive with Apple. So he walked up to our group there and wanted to really commend us on our efforts at Northeast. So we are gaining attention not only from our peers in higher education, but also in the technology industry for how we're leveraging the technology to improve learning in the classroom.
No doubt, Apple. You're talking about one of the big boys on the block. That is a good group to be partnered with. And then you were back in D.C. With the advocacy for community college fellows. Talk a little bit about that. I think that was in early April.
Yeah, that was in early April, and it's part of a year-long program that I was thankfully recommended to be a part of this year, in which we spent most of the year, we met once a month to really craft a message that we could take to D.C. and then deliver to our congressional delegation, both in Mississippi and Alabama. And we decided that it was really a pressing issue was Pell Grant funding, and our ask was going to be that we wanted to continue the summer Pell Grant, which we have in place. We wanted to continue it and then ask them to consider an increase in the overall Pell amount that a student can get. Thankfully, back at the end of January, the Congress did pass into law the omnibus bill, which included many provisions for spending, but one of those was a $175 increase to the overall Pell award, and it ensured that Pell would be here for the summer as well. So our feet were kind of cut out from under us, but we saw that as an opportunity to ask for even more once we got into Washington and their offices, and we did. So we made a strong case for funding Pell Grants for short-term certificate training programs. For example, our welding program on campus, or CNA program, or our truck driving program. Right now, those students cannot get a Pell Grant to go through them. Mm. With this change that we advocated for at the federal level, they would be able to get Pell funding for that to cover any costs that they might incur. For example, we had a welding student I met several months ago who is from Mobile and came to Northeast Welding Program because he felt like it was the best program for him. It was 8 weeks long at the time, and he could move through quickly, and then he was already going to be employed as soon as he left here at a shipyard in Mobile. But he had to pay living expenses during his time in Boonville, and a Pell Grant would have allowed him to cover those expenses. And we feel like that's a benefit that every student should enjoy.
They definitely should. And then, of course, coming up this fall in September, you'll be co-presenting with our CFO, Chris Murphy, at the Community College Business Officers Conference out there in Phoenix.
Yeah, and the message at that conference is going to be a little bit different since it's tailored specifically for business officers. Right, the past two I've done have been for other administrators and educators themselves, and the business officer has a completely different concern than the educator does. They're worried about the bottom line, and
sure.
You do lose revenue when you go to free textbooks. However, we felt ethically that the benefit to our student was worth more than the extra dollars we would get. So to us, it was an ethical decision, and that's how we'll be presented in Phoenix in September.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing how that goes in the Tiger Talks to come. Before I let you go, I know we had a great year here at Northeast, won so many different awards. Can't wait to get the fall started, but before we get to the fall, we've got to get through summer orientation and a different spin. We've changed it up a bit this summer, so starting June 5th, every Tuesday we'll host an orientation session with the exception of the week of July 4th. We've already had nearly 500 to register for these orientation sessions. The thought process behind the change.
Yeah, and I'm thankful for the tremendous response already in the pre-registrations for orientation. But, you know, in the past, we have done two orientation sessions over the course of the whole summer. And it just wasn't as accessible as it needed to be for our prospective students because people have other commitments. They have vacations that are pre-planned months in advance. And the large groups also created a barrier to our students getting what they needed out of orientation. So going to a weekly model allows students to get more individualized attention from their advisor and from the staff here in the student services offices. And we feel like that will be a great change and a benefit to our prospective students.
It will be. And one more. It's hard to believe, but graduation is here. I can't believe it's this week. The 10th and the 11th at 7 o'clock. If the folks can't make it, you can always watch it on NEMCCTV.com. Can you believe graduation is already here?
It's been a quick year. It's been a great year. And we're very thankful for all of our faculty and staff who have made this year possible. And good luck to our graduating students.
Yeah, we'll definitely wish them the best. And we're thankful to have you on the team. Appreciate your time, Craig Ellis, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Will.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Our next guest is the new SGA president here at Northeast, Weston Coggin. And first of all, Weston, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, that's a pleasure to have you. And I think this is the first, another milestone for Tiger Talk. First time two members of one family have been on Tiger Talk. Of course, your dad, Rod, a longtime member of the Northeast family. So that's great. Now we've got a pair of Coggins on Tiger Talk on the alumni list. Hey, you just wrapped up your first year here in the nursing program at Northeast. How did that first year go for you, Weston?
Northeast nursing program is incredible. The college is incredible. I encourage anybody coming to Northeast nursing or college in general to get involved and stay focused and stay motivated. College is hard, but it's really what you make it.
Well, that's exactly right, and you are definitely all in because I know you were an SGA representative this past year, and boy, what an eventful year it was when it comes to student activities. So the folks, some of the students that say, hey, there's nothing to do, well, we beg to differ. Talk a little bit about some of the activities just this past year here on the campus for students.
We've had numerous events for students across campus, such as the Luau, which is a great opportunity for students to get involved. It's the first Tuesday back after school. If you're just getting in college, it's a good way to get to know people because I know people are always scared to interact with different people. We have various dances, the Halloween dance. We have ice cream social. We have board game night, donuts and hot chocolate for midterms, karaoke to sing your favorite songs, bingo to win some prizes for your dorm, Northeast talent show, an Easter egg hunt, movie nights, life-size games on the lawn, bouncy houses and obstacle courses for fun, and fueling for finals to get you ready for your finals because your body is worn down at this point, so it's a great opportunity to fuel your body.
Well, I'll tell you what, and that last one, the fueling for finals, that was a big hit this past week. Of course, the president, Ricky Ford, the first lady, Miss Luann was there, among others, serving. That's got to be a thrill also for the students to get served by the president and his wife. So what about the fall? You're going to be the president now next year for the Student Government Association. I know it's kind of early to ask for the fall, but what are some goals that you've got set for you and SGA?
One of the biggest quotes that I can recommend to anybody coming to Northeast is, Northeast is what you make it. Yes, it's a community college, and it's not Ole Miss or Mississippi State, but it's a great opportunity for you to get involved and get your college off to an incredible start.
I think that's a great way of approaching it. It's a wonderful mindset, and you really, you took that quote to heart this past year. We talked about you being a part of the SGA as a representative. You're also voted as one of only six freshman guys on campus to the Who's Who class favorites. That had to have been an honor.
Yes, sir. It definitely was an honor. I am truly humbled to continue to be overflowed with blessings and opportunities from Northeast because being a hometown kid, so it's just good to get involved.
Well, I tell you what, you've been extremely involved, and now that the pool on campus is about to open for the summer, I know you've been a lifeguard, and hopefully, I know you got a busy schedule this summer, but you could continue that streak of being a lifeguard at the pool.
The lifeguarding at the pool is a tremendous opportunity for kids that are staying around campus. Maybe they're from the Prentice County area or the Lee County area or the Alcorn County area. It's just a good time for people to come out and enjoy the sun.
Well, and there'll be plenty of sun. Catch some rays. The pool will be open very soon, and the aquatic center is also on our campus. The host lessons, you can be if you're 5 years of age and older, there are swimming lessons available on a first come first pay basis. There are 18 different sessions starting on the week of June 4th through the 7th. You can either go at 10 or 11 a.m. The cost per session is $40, but that's for 4 days of lessons that go an hour each. And you've been a teacher as well in your past. You've taught swimming lessons here.
It really is a great opportunity for your kids to begin their swimming career, whether they're just now starting to swim or a moderate type swimmer. This is a great opportunity for your kids to learn how to swim by some of the best lifeguards in North Mississippi.
I like that. And Charlotte Tennyson, of course, you work with her. She's our Associate Vice President of Student Services here at Northeast. Wanted us also to get the word out that not only are there swim lessons, but also water aerobics are available as well, $55 per session or $5 per class. There are three different sessions. They meet Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays from 5 to 6. The first session is in from June 4th through the 28th. The second session is in the beginning of July. The third session at the beginning of August. So a lot of different ways for you to connect with Northeast when it comes to our aquatic center that will be opening up in the next couple of weeks. Wow. Weston, appreciate your time. Keep up the wonderful work Can't wait to see what you and the officers for SGA will do this next year. Thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on the show.
Time to welcome in my sidekick in the Marketing and Community Relations Department, Kenny Paulgino. KP, as always, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Will. Great to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you here, and these are some exciting times. I'll tell you what, Thursday is going to be a busy day, won't it?
Yeah, Thursday. We see many ceremonies taking place in the afternoon, so get to graduation early if you want a good parking spot. In addition to many other ceremonies, you will have your practical nursing education lamp lighting in Hargett Hall. That will be at 4:30 p.m. Also, their associate degree nursing pinning in Seth Pounds Auditorium will be at 5. Lineup for graduation starts at 6 p.m., and students need to be in line as early as possible. And finally, Health Sciences graduation is at 7 p.m. So Thursday, we got a lot of stuff going on.
No doubt about that. And thanks to the baseball team winning 1-2 down at Gulf Coast over the weekend. The baseball Tigers have made the postseason. They'll be playing at Meridian also on Thursday night. That's game one at 6 o'clock, part of that best of three series. Then on Friday afternoon, game two at 2 o'clock. And if necessary, game three will follow that evening. And in talking with Richie Harrelson, our head coach, he likes our matchup with Meridian. Earlier this year, we played them in a doubleheader, and we had a three-run lead late in that game, KP. They scored 5 in the last inning to beat us, but then we run-ruled them, 10-run ruled them in game two. So it's a good matchup for the Tigers this weekend.
Congrats to them. So good luck this week as they travel to Meridian. Also, not only do we have a lot going on this week, but also this summer, you have the summer calendar of classes at Burgess Activity Center kicking off. Yesterday was Row and Go and Vinyasa Yoga. Tuesdays are the big day at Burgess with 3 classes, Row and Go at 12:15, Spin at 4:30, and Hatha Yoga at 5:30. Also, you have spin classes on Wednesdays at 12:15, and then 2 classes on Thursdays at 8:30 a.m., which is spin class, and then a 12:15 yoga class. So a lot of yogas and spin classes going on throughout the summer. So if you're in the community or a part of Northeast, you want to join those.
No doubt about that. Graduation is big on campus this week as students conclude their years here at Northeast. One major announcement is if you've ordered a cap gown for graduation, then you are required to be at graduation practice on Wednesday. Health science graduation is at 10 a.m., Friday graduation practice is at 1 p.m., and you will pick up your cap and gown at graduation practice.
Next Monday, May 14th, is the HSE High School Equivalency graduation at Bonner Arnold Coliseum, and we'll wrap up our graduations at Northeast. So you make sure you want to come out to that. That's a big deal for those kids.
Yeah, it's a very rewarding, not only for those kids, but even some of those that came back to get their HSE. Also, we'll welcome high school football players to campus starting early next week for the Robertson Sportswear High School All-Star Game that will be played at Tiger Stadium on Wednesday night.
Lifeguard training will happen at the Gay Road and Car Aquatic Center. Lifeguard training is on the calendar for May 18th through the 21st. I know when I was in Boonville High School, lifeguard training, you make some pretty decent money, and, of course, a lot of kids come up there, so do you want to join that and be a summer lifeguard May 18th through 21st? Come up here to that.
That sounds wonderful. Of course, we had Weston Coggin on earlier in the show, and he's been a lifeguard for many years and expected to be one again. Speaking of athletics, many of our athletic teams are having camps this summer. Softball just wrapped up. It's City Park Tune-Up Camp on Sunday. They had right at 30 participants, so keep an eye out when it comes to our athletic website for summer camps.
Last and not least, for Beth Benson downstairs, June 4th will start the grant for the Boys and Girls Club, where they come in for extra school. You know, some kids are more privileged than others, and they come in. And I know my buddy Austin Beasley's in there working hard every day. Their school is going to be from 12 to 6, but they start at 8:30 in the morning. So if you need any more questions about that, just call Beth Benson here in the recruiting office.
Sounds like a winner. KP, as always, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. As always, go Tigers.
Go Tigers. And with that, we will wrap up this edition of Tigers Talk. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller for all he does behind the scenes each week. So for Craig Ellis Sasser, Weston Coggin, and, of course, Kenny Paulgino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.